There it is, baby.
Dun 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 dun. Ooh, yeah. Oh. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Oh, easy, easy. Oh. Oh. Oh, 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 Jesus. Relax, relax. No one's having an orgasm. That was a back massage. Thank you. Thank you. I've got nothing ready for tonight. I keep forgetting that this is a podcast and not so much like a video show. So I have to pretend or remember that, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Just forget everything I just said. Fuck it. We're going to start it. Here we go. Hopefully I got the right one, which I do. Boop, 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 boop. What camera are we on? This one right here. What's going on, folks? Happy Thursday. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Yes, I need Jesus' help. Thank you for the beautiful donation from the ever so beautiful good old Michael. $20. Where's the beef? I could tell you where the beef isn't. It's not in my pants, definitely. But for that $20, I'd be willing to show you the beef, or at least what I call beef, 3 inches. Peter Muchko, thank you for becoming a Fagan fanboy. Whew, man. This week has been a shitty fucking week. Woo, really shitty. Well, not really. Really shitty coming from the, if you're jobless and have no life, then this week was shitty. But if you have a job and you have a life, then my week was probably a fucking birthday party for some people. Today was horrible. Woo, today was horrible. Oh, it was bad. But what's up, everybody in chat? Of course, we're doing this live on YouTube for those that are still new and wonder what the fuck is going on. This is technically the podcast, but we're recording it live on YouTube, so those that want to watch it in progress can watch it, and for those that don't want to see my face, they can listen to the podcast on all the many platforms that are offered. So what's up to everybody in chat? We got Sid, we got the Late Night Vape Show, Kid Bash, JJ, we got Kurt, Mark, Chip, Brandon, Terry, Patrick, Fog Dog. We're pushing at least right now 20,000 live viewers, which is kind of low for me. It's a low number. I'm used to hitting like 50, 60,000, but we'll probably get up there. So 20,000, I'm not complaining. I feel like something's wrong. I rushed into this way too quick. I was trying to do something. I couldn't do it. Yeah. Anyways, we have nothing to talk about. And I don't have anyone else to rely on, so I can't really bounce the show off somebody. But we will be taking phone calls at some point, and we will hopefully be making some phone calls ourselves. I hope. I don't know. But I'm going to relax for just a minute and have a vape, because today I didn't physically want to jump off a bridge today. All right, I wasn't feeling suicidal, but I'm just saying if I was on a bridge, I probably would have said fuck it and just jumped off. That's all I'm saying. Kid Bass reminding me that I'm on television. I am broadcasted all across the world. If you're watching me on a television, then technically I'm on TV. So I consider myself famous. Whew. All right. So like I said, my week has been hell. But for someone that actually has a life and a job, you'd probably be like, what are you bitching about? Everything's normal. Oh, did I fuck something up already? Hold on. I don't think I did. Oh, you know, I did, didn't I? Why can't I pause this? What's the problem here? I can't. There we go. Okay. Whew. All right. So I'm focusing. All right. So all this week, I finally got some products into review, and I know we weren't going to talk about vaping because technically this is not really a vape podcast, but vaping is always going to be brought up because vaping is a part of my life, and it's always has been and always will. But I finally got some shit in. But all week, I really had nothing. I had two products that I was using, but I couldn't review them yet because I just got them. So I'm trying to think of shit to do. I'm like, what the fuck can I do? What can I do? And I remember there's this goddamn, those that are watching can see it in the background, this fucking air purifier that I agreed to review like 2 months ago. This is the kind of shit you do when you get desperate and you got nothing else to review. When companies email you about reviewing a fucking air purifier, like how the fuck do you review something like that? It sucks air and it blows air. Either it works or it doesn't work. So 2 months in, after the companies emailed me about 90 times, and I kept telling them this week, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to review it today. I'm in the mood. Let's do this. I could do this today. I could do the fuck you tomorrow. I feel like we have content. An air purifier is content for this goddamn channel. Anyways, I get all set up. I'm going to shoot it in here. So I break out my GoPro cameras because those cameras, you know, they got the wide angle lens and you can get all the fucking blah, 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 blah. I can't use these cameras when reviewing something that big because the angle's not that big and it's not going to capture it. Anyways, I spend an hour setting the cameras up, the mics up. I sit down, grab my phone, set it up, and then open the fucking GoPro app to realize that you can no longer adjust video settings within the GoPro app. And for the average everyday person, you're probably wondering, okay, so what's the big problem? The problem is when you use a GoPro, usually when you're using the app, you have the camera pointed either at you or whatever the object's going to be that you're going to record, and you'll do all your adjusting, like your ISO and all the other shit, on your phone, as opposed to that little itty-bitty fucking like 2-inch screen. So whatever. 2-3 hours into it, I finally get a hold of GoPro just to find out that they updated the software and they removed all those features from the goddamn GoPros. I'm like, are you an idiot or are you just full-blown retarded? And the guy that's actually working for GoPro agreed. He's like, yeah, that is kind of a weird move, but they did it and I don't know why. So for anyone that uses a GoPro, if you give a rat's ass, you can no longer make any adjustments with your phone or iPad or your tablet. You got to use the tiny little display on the screen. So with that said, don't buy GoPro cameras. And if you own any, sell them now. Get rid of the fucking cameras. Why you can't? Because they are fucking garbage. I have like at least $1,000 put into GoPros and they're all useless now. They're useless. They're going to be sitting in the garbage can right next to that lipo mod. Son of a bitch. What's on my chin? Probably semen. What is on my chin? Is there? I got semen chin? I don't know. It could be cum. Could be semen. I'm not sure. But that was pretty much the most fucked up part of my day. That right there, as sad as it sounds, made me want to jump off a fucking bridge. I'm like, holy shit. And after that, I just lost it. I just lost every motivation I had to review a goddamn air purifier. That my life wasn't already bad enough because I was reviewing an air purifier, the cameras were fucked up and I don't have use to them anymore. So that's the highlight of my day right there. Whew, that was, oh my God, it was so depressing. I almost started crying, I think, at one point. Just because of how much, you had to be there. It's one of those things where it probably doesn't sound that good when I'm telling the story, but I got gas. Oh, that sounds disgusting. If you were there, you probably would have been laughing. Robert Saylor is letting us know that I think my crabs have migrated to my ass crack. I caught them from a dirty butt hooker. Good times. Can you do? I think once crabs leaves your penis, it becomes body lice. Like, I think they're crabs when they're on your dick or when they're on your vagina, but the minute they cross over to like your butthole, your butt crack, or any other part of your body, I think they automatically become body lice. Now, me being a crab survivor, hashtag crab survivor, I had crabs, and I guarantee you at least 90% of the people that are listening right now are watching this, you guys have had crabs. Don't play off like, oh, I'm clean. I use rubbers and this. Get the fuck. You've had crabs. you've had at least some kind of STD or you've had crabs. I've had crabs. And it's funny, the person I got it from, the person that gave me crabs was the girl that I married. Not Angela, by the way. This is way before that. But that's the best way to start off a marriage is by giving someone crabs. And having crabs isn't really all that bad. They make it sound bad, like you got crabs. Like, it ain't really that bad. The shittiest part about having crabs has to be the ointment that you have to put on your body. That and the fact that you have to go up to the pharmacist, and when you pick up your medication, they're like, do you have any questions for the pharmacist? And they look at you like, yep, I know you got crabs. Those are the only two things that make living with crabs horrible. Aside from that, I mean, I was still fully sexually active with crabs. Not sure if I gave anybody else crabs, but all I can say is no one really noticed and no one complained. But you got to put this white cream that feels like chalk. Like, once it's on your body and it dries, it feels like you're covered in chalk from head to toe. And then you got to take anything that you've ever touched, made of fabric, and wash the shit out of it. It's pretty much like having fleas or lice, but on your dick. But crabs isn't really all that bad. I would say for all the shit I've done and all the fucked up women I've done and been with, and some of the creepy ass bookstores I've been into, and just some of the shit I've done in my life, I should be thankful that crabs is the only thing I got my entire life, because I probably deserved a hell of a lot more. Just saying. Just putting it out there. Dun, 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 dun. Gonorrhea is not fun at the age of 14. What? All right. I'm assuming Randy probably either had gonorrhea at 14 or I'm not sure. See, when you're young, you don't care. Well, at least back in the day. Nowadays, people are fucking probably putting four rubbers on, but back in the day, you just didn't give a shit. Like, you know, open your mouth, here it is. Oh, by the way, there's a bump on your penis. I'll just keep sucking. It doesn't matter. I'm glad I ate earlier. Peter Muchko with that fat $3. Thank you, Peter. I'm glad you ate earlier also. Well, I told you, I really had nothing to talk about. What book did you buy? What book did I buy? I don't read. What are you talking about? I haven't read in... This is an incredible new low for the show. I can't get any lower. What are you talking about? Have you listened or watched some of the shit I've done? There's no possible way I can get any lower than the shit I've done on this channel. I'm trying to think of something I could do that would bring it to its ultimate low. I guess this is kind of ultimately low. It's just me by myself. But at least with me being by myself, I can just spit the shit I want to spit and not have to worry about anything. You know what I mean? Yeah, I guess you do. I'm going to have a vape. Shut up. Open the phones. We should open the phones. I'm going to open the phones because I know there's somebody watching, and you can call. You don't have to give me your name. You don't got to give me your screen name. Don't even say who the fuck you are. I don't even look at these phone numbers, so I don't care. But if you had or have an STD, like, I want to hear a good story about a girl that you've been with that either you got an STD from or that you gave an STD to. I would love to hear one of these stories. I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure a lot of other people will too. But I've met some of my viewers. I guarantee you they got STDs. Even still to this day, I guarantee they got STDs. Just saying. Just saying. Now, if no one calls, pretending like there's nobody out there that's suffering. And by the way, folks, this is not like an STD awareness show. We kind of started off with GoPros and then talking about STDs. This is not an STD awareness show. Go out, have sex with no rubbers. Fuck the consequences, you know, pay the consequences? No, fuck the consequences. Just go out and do it. Thank you. We definitely need some prank call. We're gonna attempt that somehow. I don't know how. I promised I was gonna put a listing on Craigslist so people would call me, but everything's so last minute with me. You would think I'm busy and I have a life, but I don't. I have zero to do, nothing to do. You would think shit is so prepared, but it's not. Peter Muchko, I don't know why this is happening, but good afternoon.
Hello? Cheerio.
All right. I guess we're going to call. Oh, wait, hold on. There we go. Hello.
Yes, this is Terry Vapor. I'm unable to take your call right now.
Terry, do you have any STDs?
I used to. I sold them.
All right.
Goodbye. Was that out? That was Plymouth, I believe.
Yes. Like
the Plymouth STPT. I can't spell.
Plymouth.
I had a question for you.
All right.
Why didn't you tell me that camera don't work in the shower?
The camera does work in the shower. You got to put a plastic bag over it.
Well, I didn't.
You're using a webcam in a shower now?
Yes, I had to check something out.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
You're highly welcome.
Thank you. Now, I guarantee you that Terry has an STD. I guarantee it. I can almost assure you that he has an STD. I don't know how I know this, but sometimes you could just look at someone and just say, hey, he's got an STD. All right, can we get off the fucking subject of STDs? Because I feel like I'm doing an STD awareness show. It's not nothing about STD. I don't even know how did that get brought up? You should also be doing prank calls. Thank you, Peter Muchko. $3. I should. See, I was hoping to have the prank call thing lined up so we don't have to sit here through like minutes and minutes of phone calls with no one answering. But I'm going to do my best. Wish me luck. So that was the highlight. That was the highlight of my week, pretty much right there. That and trying to figure out what's going on with vaping. Like, is it going to be one of those things where you just wake up one day and it's like, all right, you can't get shit anywhere. Keep saying STDs and ST will come. I guarantee you STD has probably had at least one STD in his lifetime. Guaranteed. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, I'm looking for something. My bad. Oh, where am I going? I think we're going to go try to buy some items on Craigslist today, I guess. We're going to try to buy some items on Craigslist. Now, what sucks about Craigslist is they got rid of the prostitute section, pretty much. Hookers are gone. They've been gone off Craigslist. And other than free shit and finding hookers and getting a job, Craigslist is pretty much useless. Even though it has so much other stuff to offer, it's useless. Mark gets STDs because he tosses more salads than Olive Garden. I have not. That's one thing I don't do. Like, I mean, I do it. It's a rare occasion. And if I do it to you, consider yourself special. If I'm going to lick your butthole, I have to really, really love you, really know you. And I got to really make sure you're clean. It's not going to be one of those things where you like run through the door after working 9 hours. Like, oh, God, I would so love you to just lick my butthole right now. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to lick your butthole right now. And we got a call. It's probably Terry. Hello.
What's going on, bud?
What up, baby? Is this JJ?
That's just me.
Ah, I guarantee you, you've had a fucking STD.
Just the one I got from you.
Oh, okay. So you got crabs. That's not really an STD.
Yeah. Nah.
Are you?
Hanging out up here in the hospital.
You're in the hospital?
Yeah, they're going to cut my toe off Monday.
Oh, they're cutting it off?
Yeah, they got too bad infected down to the bone, and we got to get rid of the infection first, and then we'll remove it Monday morning.
So I'm pretty sure a lot of people in chat have seen JJ's toe on Facebook. It's the most nastiest thing I've ever seen. But you can look at this two ways. You can look at this like, oh, my God, this is like a life-changing thing. I'm losing my toe. Or you can look at it as I'm only losing a toe and not my leg.
Oh, yeah. They said if it got too far, it was spreading my foot and to my leg. And
That's what I'm saying.
Farther in.
So
yeah, it could eventually kill me if I don't get it removed.
Yeah, so I would look at it as a good thing, like you're getting it removed, so it's not going to spread, and you know what I mean. So I.
Oh, yeah.
So if anything,
you know, it's disappointing, but it is what it is.
I'm really curious if your big toe, like if it's going to fuck it the way you walk, like do you need a big toe to be like straight and stable or no?
Well, normally all your rest of your toes would help, but I've had the ligaments cut in all my smaller toes because I had a hammer toe. So my big toe was the only one I've been able to use for balance.
STDs and toes on the next Fagan Funhouse. Well, thank you, JJ, for calling. And I'm going to say my prayers go out to you, but A, I don't pray, and B, I don't think I would pray for a toe. But like I said.
I just hope they let me keep it afterwards so I can make me a sour toe cocktail.
Dude, if they let you keep that toe, I'll buy it off you.
All right, man. I just want to call and talk to you for a minute. You have a good one.
You too, man. Later. Oh, my God. So, wow. I know you guys are thinking, you tuned in, you're like, man, I can't wait. Tonight's going to be hilarious. What's he going to do? He's talking about STDs, air purifiers, and toes. Michael Blem, thank you for that thank you for the five fat ones. Did you take care of me yet? Yes. You've been taken care of? You've been well taken care of, actually. Shipping might be slow, who knows, but it shipped out priority mail, so you should be get it next week. So JJ, a lot of you have seen his toe on Facebook, and for those listening, like, oh, the toe? I'm pretty sure JJ's diabetic. I'm 99.9% sure. And his toe had like a cut, and the cut turned into like a nasty sore, and a sore turned into a hole. And then a hole turned into like what looked like a vagina. It was horrible looking. And he's had that fucking thing forever, I swear to God. Like when I first met him, he had that toe. But he's getting it cut off. So, you know, be positive about it. At least you're just losing the toe. It's only a toe. It could be worse. It could be your fucking leg. That's the way I look at it. At least I would try to make it positive somehow. Now, if you called and said, hey, dude, they're cutting my leg off, then I would probably have to end the show, because that would have been somewhat depressing and sad, and I don't think I'd be in the mood to even do anything. So congratulations to JJ for only getting his toe removed. And for those out there that would like to pray for his toe, say a prayer for his toe. There you go. Terry in chat is always looking for free shit. That's pretty much what Terry does. I don't even think Terry vapes. He just gets free shit to collect it, and then he sells it. I see he's got an eBay account. He sells all the free shit that he gets. Anywho, I was trying to look at Craigslist. What was I talking about on Craigslist? Oh, yeah, there's no more prostitution section, so it's very limited out there. So we could try to buy some actual... Kurt says talk guitars. You know, I was going to go live today on my other channel to do... attempt to replace the tuners on my guitar, because this company, what's the name of the company? I forgot. Oh, Jesus Christ. Spurzel. There we go. I was emailing them about tuners for my guitar, and we were emailing back for about a month, and they ended up sending them to me, and I didn't even pay for them yet. Like, they trusted me so much that they sent them without even payment. So I'm like, oh shit. So I got to pay them. I was going to replace those today, but I'm like, you know what? What if I fuck this up? I'm stuck because I'm live. So sometimes you got to think about, can you actually do this live? If not, you better not do it, because you're going to fuck up. I fucked up a lot of things live, but I don't think I want to fuck that up. After praying for JJ, might as well throw one out there for this show. This is not a motherfucking show! Is it a podcast? What makes a podcast, and a show a show? Anyone know? Is there a true definition? I don't know. Maybe this can go for... So we're on episode 4. It could go to episode 10. Could go to episode 100. It could stop tonight. I don't know. Like FAQ, I'm pretty shocked lasted this long. We're over, what, 100 episodes? So who knows? I would think, just like everything else, with the live show, with the FAQ, with the reviews, everything starts off dry. You know, it's like having sex with a girl you started dating. She's not used to you. She's dry down there. No matter how much you spit, it ain't staying wet. Yeah. You have sex. You find out your dick is red. It's burning because her vagina was so dry. You've been fucking her for 20 minutes. And it was like rubbing your dick against a goddamn car tire. And it's just painful. That's kind of what the show is right now. It's like rubbing your penis on a car tire. With random donations flying across chat. One of them being from Michael. It's escort service nowadays. I'm sorry, Michael. I'm sorry. Michael is a... he's picked up a lot of, what are they called? Lot lizards. A lot of lizards in his time. Good afternoon. Hi. Are we calling a sex line? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I guarantee you that was Vaping Bachelor, and it took him an hour to say yeah, because he's watching the feed and not listening to the fucking phone. I guarantee you that's what he was doing. Folks, if you call, it's like a regular phone call. You just listen to your phone. You don't listen to the show because there's a delay. And when I say hello and you say hello 10 seconds later, that means you're watching the goddamn show. Hello.
I'm not watching the show. It's not Bachelor, Mark. It's not Bachelor.
Oh, it's not.
I'm the guy who...
You sound black. Are you black?
Yes, I am. Yes. I'm the one who sent you the pictures from the vape rally in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
And emailed you about the RJ. Yeah, I'm Mike.
What's up, Mike?
What's up with you?
Nothing much. Trying to pull this off. I got it.
You know,
30 minutes left.
It's a real big struggle. Real big struggle trying to entertain, 10 people for an hour.
It's hard to do. It's really hard to do.
Well, it's okay. This is why I told you you should bring me on the show. I'm the oldest of 12, so, I'm used to entertaining two more than you normally have. So I'm good. I can help.
Was that you that emailed me?
Pictures and the email, yes, that was me.
No, I had someone email me about coming on the show. Was that you?
I haven't emailed you. I was the person in ST's Facebook Live when said that he was going to have me on the podcast. But, of course, some other son of a bitch took credit for it.
Okay. Yeah, email me. And
took credit for my work.
Just send me an email so I have your email, and then next week we could probably make it happen.
All right. Can I do it on an iPad?
You could do it on anything you want.
All right, perfect.
Anything you want.
All right, then. Thanks, right. Mark. Thanks.
Thank you. Whoo! Son of a bitch. Now I'm just inviting... Special guest, random stranger. No, Mike is a cool guy. Met him a few times, I don't know if I met him a few times, but I met him at the rally. Took picture. The only way I remember him and know that I met him there is because he sent a photo that he took with me as proof that I met him. And you're probably thinking, why did you ask him if he was black? Why does it matter if he's black? Just so I can kind of remember, if he's that Mike. There's not that many black Mikes in the world. So I wanted to make sure he was that Mike. And he's that Mike. So see, I was right all along. I could tell. I don't know how. I have a gift. Dun, 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 dun. All right. I'm supposed to try to make some phone calls tonight, but things are moving a little bit slow. Dun, dun. I just want to sit here and vape. So this is the only downside about doing this by yourself is if you just want to sit back and fuck around. And like, I want to just go and chat right now and just fuck around. I just want to sit here, vape, and go and chat. I can't do that because it'll be one of those weird shows that you click on where some dude's just sitting there typing away, just not even paying attention to people in chat. But I will go on Craigslist. We're going to do that now, actually, because I want to try to find. We got to do something funny. I need some entertainment. I don't know who's trying to call me, but we're going to try something here. Let's see. Dun, dun, dun. Now, I've done something extra special. Did I do something extra special? Yeah, I did. Okay. I had to change my numbers. Because if I make a phone call with a number that is being displayed for you folks, then whoever gets the call gets pranked, Googles the phone number, finds my fat ass doing a YouTube video with them on the phone. See how that works? Yeah. So we... What the fuck is this? There's nothing... Who's calling? It's not even possible. Oh, I guess it was possible. You know what? I would say I need an assistant, but you kind of need a decent show to have an assistant for. So bear with me, folks. Just keep your pants on. I know people listening are probably like, fuck those people in chat. I'm listening to the show. I don't care about them. And I can agree with you. If you're listening to this, I would not give a shit about the viewers either. But I have to keep both sides happy. Try to buy adult diapers. I've done that once before with a... I closed the goddamn site. With one of those voice... you know, like I'm deaf, I can't talk. The robotic shit. Oh, it was hilarious. I wish I'd never... It was on YouTube. It actually got a shit ton of views back when I just didn't even have a channel. But I deleted it and I don't know what happened to it. It was the funniest thing because the chick that was actually answering the phone was on the phone for like a half hour doing everything that I was asking. So here we go. All right, let's see what we got here. Xbox games. Ooh, wow, there's a lot of Xbox games you got here. All right, let's hope this is a... I'm assuming this is an adult because you got to be an adult in order to place ads on Craigslist. Ta-da. And another thing that really slows this down is the fact... You know those fucking annoying-ass things where you go on a website and then these little pictures pop up and it says, click the picture that's a house. Click the picture that contains a penis. And all the pictures, they're like, I don't know, they're just, for some reason, it's hard to fucking find that object in the picture. So you're sitting here for an hour. Okay, that's motorcycle. I'm looking for fucking motorcycles here. There's a motorcycle. And then you go to check. Oh, you didn't click enough motorcycles. Let's see some more motorcycles. Okay, there's one. This is fucking... Oh, my God. You see? Do you understand how hard this is? I've been clicking on motor... This is the fourth page of motorcycles. I'm doing it again. That's a fire truck. That's not a motorcycle. Oh, there we go. I finally got the fucking... Let me guess. Oh, got a phone number. Whew. Wow, that was pure luck. That only took a half hour. And I guarantee you, this is going to fucking flop just because, I don't know, just because it is. All right, let's see what happens. Let's try this. Wish me luck.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone. A little voice will try to connect you.
Ricky. Sugar puff. Sugar puff. So this guy apparently has a Google Voice number. That's why I did that. Which I wish you would turn that feature off because that's so annoying when they do that. And we're calling about the games and he's not going to answer the fucking phone. See what I'm saying? This is what it comes down to, folks.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave...
I'm leaving no goddamn message. So like I said, if I do it live, we have to sit through this shit. But if I pre-record it, I can edit out all the garbage, so... I don't know, I'm still kind of on the fence about if I should do this live and then just upload the audio replay or just do it edited, because at least that way I can edit out the bullshit and we get to have music. One thing about podcasts that's different on YouTube is you could play music. Any fucking song you want, you could play it and they don't fuck with you. Mark, you a little anxious. I'm anxious because I don't know why I'm anxious. I'm just anxious. I want to get a phone. I want to get a good call. Like, I need this. It's been a rough day for me, you know, working 9 to 5. I want to find something good that's for sale. What is this? Is this a treadmill? Oh, my God. And they don't just put their number. Why can't you just put your number in the ad? why do I have to click reply and then fucking click on the pictures? Here we go again with the pictures. Yes, I'm human. What do you want this time? Oh, look, another fucking motorcycle. Oh, my God. All right, there we go. There's four fucking motorcycles. Oh, they want a few more motorcycles. All right, there's one. That guy's fishing. That's a train. That's a car. And that's a motorcycle. Is that good enough for you? Yes. And guess what? I click on the fucking email, and it doesn't have the fucking phone number! All that. I just went through all that, and there is not even a goddamn phone number in the ad. For this fucking treadmill that looks like it was bought at a goddamn garage sale back in 1980, and even if I was of a decent weight, I probably still wouldn't fit on this fucking thing. It looks like a piece of shit. Why am I wasting my time with the treadmill? Oh, my God. I just can't believe I clicked all that. There's no phone number. Unfucking believable. Oh, you know what? Why don't you guys in chat give me a number to call? That'd be a lot easier for me. Do that. You could do that. Put you guys to work. You ain't watching this shit for free. Just come on. Now give me something. File. What? Filter numbers only, dummy. Oh, well, hey. Can you do... Well, I'm not searching for anything. You can't filter with only numbers, dum-dum. At least not on my end, you can't. You can filter by image, search titles only, posted today, blah, 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 blah. Nothing that shows numbers only. So there you go. You could suck a dick. Do they have gators for sale? Probably. It's Craigslist. They sell every fucking thing. You can't filter number. How do you filter by numbers only? If I'm not searching. All right, I'm going to. Hold on. You guys say you can do this. I know you can't. See, I know what I'm talking about. In case you haven't noticed, I'm being broadcasted on probably 10,000 televisions at the moment. All right, we're going to try this again. For sale. See, there's no... I don't know what you guys are talking about. There's no option to... Oh, wait, maybe there is. Language, condition, nope. Nothing. I should have been prepared for this, and I said that last week. I should have been more prepared for the phone calls. Because when I'm sitting here trying to look for a phone number... It's hard to talk and think and look. It's hard to do those three things all at the same time. Call Pornhub. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an option. Call about the used cars. They all have numbers. Yep, I got the used cars right here. Nice, they put the number right in the ad. Beautiful. Let me call it. Hey, good job. Who said that? Robert, congratulations. Someone give Robert a pat on the back. Why can't everyone just put their fucking number in the goddamn ad instead of making people click through motorcycles and shit? Cocksuckers. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Guadalupe Orozco. No one is available to take your call at...
Today's not the day. See what I'm saying, folks? I told you earlier. I'm not bullshitting you. Today is not the motherfucking day for this. Mm-mm-mm. Let's see. I think I'm done with phone calls. That's it, folks, for the... That's phone calls for today, folks. It's hard for you to walk and chew bubble gum. No, that I can do. It's just anything has to do with using your brain, your eyes, and your ears. Yeah, I can't do too many. I'm not multitask friendly. I'm not multi-talented. Call poison control? That would be fun, but you got to pay. I tried calling poison control one time because our dog got into something. Do you realize you have to pay when you call poison control? Like if you're sitting there dying because you drank some goddamn, I don't know, fucking bleach or something. You have to pay when you call them. Or at least, I don't know how it is everywhere else, but in Illinois, When I called the poison control number, they said, to make a payment over the phone and speak to blah, 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 press 1. Angel Gomez, dropping those fat ones, $1.99. You cross-eyed son of a bitch, I called twice. Oh, you know what? Hold on, I got to flip around. I got to flip around, my bad. I was on my... Remember how I said I got two numbers? Because I don't need the folks I call to fucking find me. There we go. Now we're good. Now you guys can call if you want. I think. I don't know. And don't call. Don't call. And when I say, what's up? You're like, no, nothing. And then just sit there and like breathe. If you are not calling for a purpose, do not fucking call. How do you call and watch at the same time? Well, Kurt, if you're watching on the computer, you mute the show, you pick up your phone, you call, we talk over the phone, and then when you're done, you hang the phone up and you just unmute the show. So that way the show is not playing in the background, and that way you don't hear, because there's a delay. Like a 5-7 second delay from when I say, why do I feel like this is my first day here? Hey, how's everyone doing? My name is Mark. Nice to meet you. Slightly overweight, good looking, not hung, but I do like to cuddle and I am clean. I wash my ass at least 3 times a week and I use a half roll of toilet paper to take a shit. Nice to meet you. Yes, it's been a good day. Thank you. I do vape currently at the moment. But according to the government, that might end very soon. Thank you. I got my 20 bottles of ENBE liquid. Everyone knows about the sale that was kind of a sale, but then wasn't a sale all of a sudden. I don't know what happened with that. I eventually found out what happened. I don't understand why it happened, but... I got 20 bottles of e-liquid. So I got my 20 bottles of whatchamacallit? What do you call it? EMB? Banana custard. I got the 15 bottles of strawberry donut I bought from Mike. I'm 35 in. I got my 10 bottles, which is more like 8 now, of the peanut butter banana... What do you call it? Jam Monster. So where are we at? 20... 35, 45 bottles, and then I've still got my reserves of my 500 and 1,000 ml bottles of the Flavors RX, which I talked to that dude today. PayPal hid his shit because he was selling nicotine on PayPal, which you should not do. So he was talking about getting like a credit card merchant and this and that, and he says he's eventually going to do it, but I guess in the meantime, he's taking every other form of payment. Facebook, Google Pay, fucking Cash App, and all those other apps. He's accepting. He just doesn't have credit card processing on his website until he gets it up and running. So I don't know. That kind of operation is just, I don't know. It's weird enough that I'm buying juice from someone I don't know, and it's probably being... I don't even know if he's making it in his house, if he's making it at a lab. I don't know. I know that it's good. I know that it's cheap as hell. That much I know. So I'm kind of looking past the fact that I don't know where it's coming from or how it's being made. And then on top of it, to put a strange payment method in there, like, hey, just send me some Facebook money. Like, oh, man, you know, like, yeah. Now it's just, I don't know. It's like when you're... sitting on your uncle's lap and he's got his hand on your leg and you're like, eh, that's a little weird, but I could deal with it. And then when he slides his leg up to your penis, then you're like, oh, okay, yep, this has gone too far. That's kind of how I feel right now with that. Alex bought 5,500 mils of Flavors RX. God damn, you're fucking set for the year. You have to be set for the year. That's a lot of fucking juice. Mark's going to be the first person to die from vaping. Ooh, that's Brent, that kind of hit home right there. That's a little rough there. You kind of derailed the show with that one. I might actually cry. No, I don't think I vape enough. The only people that I like, I see people that vape enormous amounts of liquid a day. Well, I don't personally see them, but I've heard of people that vape enormous amounts of liquid a day with such crazy amounts of like vapor intake that I feel like that cannot be safe. There's no possible way that could be safe. And I'm not talking just like 10, 15, 20 mils a day. I've, you know, there's people out there that claim to do like 100 mils, or there's a bunch of people that like super sub ohm and do crazy, crazy builds. If I vaped like that every day, I would be a little nervous. I'd be a little terrified that something's going to happen. Then that guy who had the mod stuck in customs who wanted 250 to release it. That's Michael. And the funny story about that is neither DovePo or UPS has returned my, well, DovePo was messages. They haven't returned my emails or anything. And UPS never called me. Unfucking believable. So with that said, folks, if you have to deal with DovePo, I'll tell you now, do not buy anything directly from DovePo. Don't go to their site. Don't fucking buy it. I don't care if you bought something from there and it hasn't happened to you. Don't risk it. Because what happened to him, he got royally fucked. And since they won't even reach out and help him or offer to at least give the motherfucker a refund, I wouldn't support that fucking company if they were willing to give me a fucking blowjob at least twice a week from one of their hottest sales reps. Wouldn't happen. So evil. Dun, 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 dun. Vape is safe for real, says Kurt. Thank you. Well, no, I'm not saying it's... Well, not, first of all, nothing's safe. I'm not going to say it's safe. Well, it's safe. Yeah, I guess it's safe. But I guess anything in large amounts is probably not safe. Even drinking too much water can kill you. So I guess... Maybe that's what I'm kind of thinking of, maybe. Just call Brian for any DovePo topside issues. Good luck with that one, because he won't answer the phone. Yeah, DovePo, if something happens with DovePo, you might as well just hang it up and throw it in the garbage can. Or, I don't know, don't they have a Facebook group? I could have swore they had a Facebook group. Put them on blast in their Facebook group. If that's one thing Chinese companies hate the most... is when you give them like a bad review or talk trash about them on public like social media. They don't like that at all. They hate that. Michael Blem, for all the money that Michael donates, and don't get me wrong, I truly appreciate every cent that he gives me and everyone else in chat. I love him for that. But for the money this man sends, he should have a topside right now in his hand. DovePo still not paid me back yet. Michael, I'm doing my damnedest to try to get a hold of them. So, I'm doing my best. I have not forgotten about it. I've tried on Monday and Friday. I'm going to try again tomorrow because they're a day ahead. So, I'm going to try tonight technically because tonight is their Friday morning, if I got that right. I would call them out on social media. That's what I would do. Call them out. Michael, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, you can tag them. Just fucking call them out. And the best way to call them out is don't be vulgar. Don't start cussing them out. And just be very, you want to call them out in a nice, clean, professional way. That's the best way to call somebody out. Because the minute you start saying fuck DovePo or suck a dick or whatever the case may be, no one takes you serious. But if you do it nice and clean and neat, yeah, this is going to irritate the shit out of them. Can I call DovePo now? Do they have a phone number? Hold on. I don't... let me... All right, let me see if I can do this. I don't know. I got to look on my Skype. If something fucks up, then... And the show crashes, this is totally on you guys. But I'm going to try to call them directly on Skype right now. Who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe not. Let's see what happens. Oh, come on. I think I forgot. I'm trying to put my password in. I forgot what it was. Come on. Because I never go on Skype on my Windows computer. Like, ever. All right. DovePo. right there. I'm going to try to find one that's actually online. Let's see what we got here. Is she online? She might be online. Let's see. Where's the call button? There it is. I don't know if you guys can hear this. Can you hear it? Oh, it's set. I got it set wrong. Hello? No answer. Hold on. Let me try. Trying again. Keep your pants on. Keep your pants on. All right, we got another one. Come on. Answer the fucking phone! Even if they do answer, they're not going to be able to, they won't understand what the fuck I'm talking about. No, they're not. They're not at work yet. They'll probably be at work at like 9 o'clock tonight. And I don't see any of them with a green light next to their name showing that they're online. But, yeah. That's all I can do. Is this person online? Hold on. One more. One more try. I'm not sure if this one is a young boy or a chick. You've seen the photo of this one. Wow. Talk about young Asian boy. Nope, not online. Okay. I tried. I truly tried. So, like I said, I'm going to try it tonight. Michael, see what happens. Wish me luck. But your package should be there sometime next week. Password is kiddie pool. Dun, 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 dun. Call president. Who the fuck is the president? Call Dovepo USA. Give me the goddamn phone number! Puff Donny Puff, you motherfuckers are sitting in chat doing nothing, probably sitting on your couch, feeding your face, vaping, playing with your dick, fingering your girlfriend. You have total free access of the internet. Give me the phone number in chat. It'd make it so much easier for me, and then I could just call it. You know? Why don't you guys be my assistant? I could have the people in chat be the assistant, and I will pay you absolutely nothing. Not a fucking penny. Oh. My nose, my left nostril's fucked up. I might have to have surgery on it, folks. It's not good. I might have to have surgery on my, well, not my nostril, but my sinus, whatever. And before you say, you probably did too many drugs, I wish that was the case. I wish that I had done so much cocaine in my life that my nose was fucked up to where I needed surgery. But not the case. It's just something else is wrong with it. I don't know what it is. I'm not calling any vape reviewers, past or present. Not getting involved with that. Thank you. I'm not calling anybody that's on OnlyFans. Thank you very much. But Mark, we want to do what you do. Who doesn't want to do what I do? Just sit and do absolutely nothing, right? Stop bumping meth. Can you snort meth? That's got to be fucking terrible. That shit looks like fucking glass. Imagine snorting that shit. Woo. All right, we're going to ask for Daryl. I see. The only thing about doing this is you don't know who the fuck you're calling. And this could be, you know what, Russ? I need someone's number to tell them, hey, your girlfriend's over here or something like that, to play like a really good joke on someone to really piss them off. Oh, shit. I fucked up. Nobody's gonna answer the phone. Yes. Yep, no one's answering the goddamn phone. That's what tonight's show is gonna be all about, is nobody answering the phone. Remember what I told you guys? It's gonna start off slow. It's gonna start off a little bit dry. It's gonna take a while for this spectacular show to take off. Dovepo USA is closed. Opens tomorrow, 10 a.m. There is the phone number. Thank you, kind sir. See, now, look at Dave. Dave is what we would call a true assistant. Look how he went above and beyond. He either called them or he got the hours from the website. Look at this. This is a man you want on your side. God damn it, Dave, I love you. Even though Puff Tiny Puff, that was not a... I don't know who the fuck numbers that is, but... Deviated septum ecos, too much coke. That's what you would think, but no, it's not. It's my... what's the hole in your nose? Sinus canal or cavity or whatever the fuck it is like closed. So it's not deviated septum. And I didn't even do enough cocaine to even have any kind of nose problems. I think I did it for like a month or two. Then I realized, whoa, this shit's too expensive. I also gave you a heads up on the corn nuggets. Thank you, Dave. Look at Dave, man. Jesus, Dave is just all out there. Dave's the man. Thanks, Dave. You have a deviated cora cerebellum. Thank you. That sounds pretty sexy. You got a deviated cerebellum. Yeah, right there. What'd you say? I got a deviated cerebellum. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Sit on that fucking dick. Yeah. Ooh. You got a deviated cerebellum. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Thank you. I don't have fucking one clue what I'm doing right now. I have no idea. I have a... Now that sounds believable. A deviated rectum. That? Yeah. That I can see. So would that mean like my rectum had just like collapsed on itself? Deviated rectum. That could be it. That's an awesome name for a song. Deviated rectum. Whew, wow, that sounds good. I thought it was called something else. Not deviated rectum. What's a blown out colon called? It's really popular in the porn industry. When the chick's colon pretty much is just hanging out of her ass. It's called something. It's not deviated colon or rectum. What is it called? I forgot. Someone will say it because we got perverts in chat, so they know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, how you doing? Let's see. Needs a cornhole. Prolapse. There you go. Thank you. Prolapse. Brent. I guarantee you Brent watches way too much fucking porno. There's no way you cannot. There's no way you know that and you're not watching porno. I guarantee you everyone that's saying prolapse right now are perverts. Brent, Gio, Patrick King. Oh my God, you guys should be a... Look at Jimmy, the vapist. Look at these fucking guys. They're perverts. They probably watch prolapsed videos, prolapsed porn videos. If you haven't seen one, if you're like, what the hell is that? You got to Google it one day. Go on Pornhub or something like that, and you got to see, like, you don't want to see, like, the medical version of it. You want to see, like, in porno, you want to see it. And it looks like, remember those little squishy things when you were a kid and you'd squeeze them, like, in your hands? They're like a, almost like a little fat, chubby, like, Italian dick. You know, you kind of squeeze them to fill it with water. Imagine that kind of hanging out of your ass. That's pretty much what it was. And it's, how does that happen? I don't know. I think when you get, I'm pretty sure when you get fucked in the ass way too many times by someone that's probably very well hung, that might cause a little bit of prolapsing. Just saying. I'm not a professional, and I don't have a prolapsed vagina or rectum. But, there you go. Da-da-da. All right, this is the part. This is intermission right here. Do we have intermission music? We don't. All right, let's pretend we got intermission music because I need to vape. Call the Church of Scion. Tology. Yeah, I don't think, I don't know, something about that. I got a feeling if I prank call them, I might wake up in the middle of the night with a penis in my ass. Call my ex. Can I call it? Give me your, you want me to, if you want to email me her phone number and you don't want to put it in chat, if you got an ex-girlfriend, I won't mention, well, I don't even know your name, but if you got an ex-girlfriend, you want me to call, email me the phone number. Unless you want to put it in chat and every other Tom, Dick, and Harry fucking call it. I've been vaping just straight white burnt cotton. I'll be a son of a bitch. Stop using big words. Vaping Bachelor, because you know damn well you can't pronounce that word. Thank you. Massive Gapper. Mm. Gotta love the Gappers. Yeah, I don't think... Like, you can call, like, a Catholic church, and you can prank call them. Shit, who knows? The priest might even enjoy it on the phone. But I... Just something about the Scientology thing... Makes me think they would, I don't know, like they would come and get me or do something. Like knock on my door at 2 a.m. I remember when I used to drink, I did so much stupid, crazy shit. Kind of like glad I don't drink anymore. But one time I said, you know what? I'm going to fucking prank call the police station. Like what's one thing that no one ever does, no one ever pranks? I mean, people even try to call the White House sometimes and prank them. But who ever prank calls the goddamn police station? No one does. Because they're scared. They might get arrested. Whatever the case may be. So my drunk ass decides, you know what? Let's fucking prank call the police station. And what do? I prank call the police station. Being drunk as I am, I didn't realize that I didn't block my number. The whole Star 6-7 thing, either I did... And it doesn't work with them, or I forgot to do it. Anyways, the prank call kind of turns into like a 5-10 minute conversation about how the police were wrong. And this is like years and years and years ago. So this is not like current. But anyways, when I hang up the phone, I get up. I look out the window. There's like 10 cops with flashlights all fucking shining in my window. Like 3 police cars outside in the driveway. I'm like, holy fucking shit. Woo-wee. And then I get my... Well, I didn't get my ass whooped, but it was pretty salty. I learned my lesson to not prank call the police. Now, this is back in the day when they had nothing to do. Like, they would just sit around. Unlike nowadays, they got shit to do, but... So, something like that, they all, like, you know... They all got together and then came and got me. They didn't arrest me, though. They gave me a good stern talking to. Speaking of prolapse assholes, there's ST Vapes. Congratulations. I heard ST did get his prolapse rectum finally worked on. He actually got it removed. He didn't get it put back inside of him, so that's always nice to know. I have this video I want to show you guys, but I don't know how. I can't show it to you. It's this chick, I think it's a new video too, that beats that gets into a fight with an Uber driver. And she is like one of the most ghettoest chicks, females, I've come across in a while. So I'm just curious for those that are watching, obviously in chat, not listening, because if you're listening, you can't answer this, but. Is anybody in chat planning on quitting vaping? Like either come April or like this year, like when your supply that you buy runs out? Because, I mean, I know you can still get juice at places in your state if you have vape shops there, but I'm pretty sure a lot of other people don't have that option. So I'm just curious, like, is there anybody in chat that's planning on quitting in April or this year at all because of what's going on? I know it's going to be a bunch of no's. I have no plans on quitting. We got nah, 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 no. Yeah, I didn't think there'd be very many, if any, people that'd be quitting, but Hopefully there's not anybody that's going to quit and go back to smoking. That would be pretty horrible. But well, we got one month. We got Sheboygan going back to Marlboros. I could have told you. But I think he's going he's not going to the Marlboro cigarettes. He's actually going to the gay bar, and it's called Marlboros. And that's a gay bar, I guess, outside of wherever he's at in the UK. Because Marlboro, it's Marbolo, is a cigarette. And Marlboros is the gay club. It's a gay hangout. I thought it was a chain, because I thought I'd seen one in Chicago, but it's not a chain. They can't stop us. Well, no, they can't stop us. That is correct. But they can stop us if there's nowhere to buy juice. That's how they can stop us. And I know a lot of people have shops in their area they can buy, but for those that don't, I was just curious, like, you know, what the plans were. I'm assuming everybody in chat is probably stocking up on liquid, maybe. Or is it only the ones that are really freaking out and paranoid doing it? Didn't. Oh, yeah. I DIY, I'm going till I run out of 2,000 mils of nicotine. Wow, God. I think 2,000 mils of nicotine will actually satisfy you and the next generations of people in your family for a couple, life expectancies or decades or whatever the fuck. That's a lot of goddamn nicotine. You can probably kill a small community. For instance, trailer park community. That's enough nicotine to kill a trailer park community. Thank you. I just got 10 bags of cotton bacon. There you go. Well, the thing is, like, the shit like cotton and stuff, like, we could buy that at Walgreens, and I don't think wire's not going to, I don't think it's any of that that's going to be, it's going to be the, probably the liquid that's going to be the tricky part. Because we all have, like, at least a few mods, and if we don't, we know somebody that has mods, or whatever the case may be. And if you don't rebuild, I think the tricky part's going to be also getting coils. That's why trying to rebuild with pre-made coils, if it's physically possible for you, is going to be a good idea. That much nicotine would give a blue whale cardiac arrest. Congratulations. Whew. You can order nicotine and have it shipped to your local vape shop. Now, is this... I've heard this was going to be something, but is this rumor, Kid Bass? Is this just that thing, the same thing that I heard? Or is this actually a confirmed thing? Yes, go live, ST, and we will watch, and we will switch Freak Mark out. Actually, ST, you're more than welcome to go live, because my time is up over here, son. I'm an hour and 13 minutes into this extravagant podcast that I had zero content about. I just wanted to get the goddamn GoPro thing out of my system. That's all I cared about. I wanted to go live. I was actually going to do a video about this. And then I thought about it, like, who the fuck even cares about this? Anybody that watches me, which is a very small handful of people, not one of them are going to care about the GoPro situation. But I was so goddamn pissed off. So I'm lucky I got that out of the way. Oh, by the way, I don't think... Oh, you know what? Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Angel. I told you to call back, and I wasn't on my correct phone number. See, this is where the whole... Sorry, you probably were trying to call too. My bad. If you want to try a call, you can. I got to switch numbers. So if I prank call someone, I got to go to another number. And then if I take phone calls, I got to go to a different number. Because if the person that got pranked finds the number, they'll find me. We get what I'm saying? Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I care about the GoPro situation, says Ronnie. Well, yep. It's saddening. I can't believe they did that. There has to be a reason behind it. I'm assuming they're probably coming out with something, or they're going to come out with a, I don't know, something is in the works for them to do something that stupid, to remove all the video settings from the app. There has to be a reason why they would do that. That is the dumbest thing ever. Thank you. Robert says, there's no one fucking calling the goddamn phone. I don't see it ringing, motherfucker. I don't see it ringing. I don't see it ringing. I don't hear it ringing. Am I on the right number? I think I am. Yeah, I am. It looks like the right number to me. What's the phone number here, folks? 708-202-9896. But we're almost done. So unless you got something to call about that you really need to get off your chest, or unless you suffered from a really horrible STD, I don't want to hear from you right now. So if you're going to call, it better be something goddamn, better be like the winning lottery numbers, or I don't know. Now this is going to be important. I can feel it. The call of the night. Save us.
You hillbilly cocksucker.
Speaking of,
why
fucking,
why you think everybody that calls you is the bachelor?
Speaking,
you just
of,
always have drink. Do you always dream about me?
You drunken fireball drinking redneck hillbilly son of a bitch.
Damn. No, you didn't just smoke my bologna.
We don't smoke bologna here am I in the north? I think I'm in the north or in the east. I don't know where the fuck I'm at.
You just throwed our thing at me. Our thing.
Our thing. God damn.
Our thing.
Are you considered redneck or hillbilly? Like, what's the difference?
Redneck, hillbilly, son of a bitch.
And he's got the fucking show on in the background. Thank you.
You know, you damn right I do.
I assume you're drunk. What?
John Turgeon called today wanted to know if I had your address.
Everyone has my address. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate your call.
Yes, sir. You have a good night, everybody.
You
good
too.
Good night.
Good night. He is drunk as a goddamn skunk. Fireball is his drink of choice, I do believe. He sent me a picture one time. In the background, there are like 30 empty bottles of Fireball. I'm like, holy fuck. Anywho, I think we're done. It's been over an hour. I'm shocked it went on this long. I'm shocked that we only had 35,000 people watching. Once again, I usually hit 60,000. We started off with 20,000 and just kind of hovered around the 35,000 mark. Not too bad. Like, I would definitely not consider doing this if there was like under 100 people watching. There's no fucking way in the world. There's not even an amount of money you could pay me to want to do this shit. This motherfucker, we got a phone call. Good afternoon. Hi. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Speak, motherfucker!
Hey, Mike, it's Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how come you no come down to rub and tug?
I'm a little bit low on funds this week.
Half price on COVID, donkey.
I try to make it next week, but I ended up getting a hand job from another Asian massage parlor, and
you no fuck on me. You no fuck on me.
Well, they were having like a COVID special. It was like $10 for 10 minutes, and that included the hand job. So I had so next week I'll definitely be there. I promise.
Okay, new deal.
All right, thank you.
Two donkey rides for the price of one.
Sounds like a plan. I wonder if I could bring my can I bring my stimulus check there to cash it? Do they do like stimulus check cashing or whatever the fuck that thing's called? They're calling about your car's extended warranty. Oh my God, you get those calls too? I get a call at least 3 times a week about my car's extended warranty. I'm like, bitch, I don't own a car and I don't fucking drive. Why do I need an extended warranty? I don't fucking drive. What do I need a fucking warranty on my goddamn bicycle that's sitting in a fucking shed? No! Because I live in a fucking trailer park, bitch! Do I really need insurance? No, I don't. Is he losing his mind? No, he's not. I'm just hungry. Sometimes I get a little violent when I'm hungry. I get a little violent, you know. It happens. I'm on this new diet where All I eat are sweets. And it's not a diet recommended by doctors. It's not a diet that's on the internet. It's a diet that actually I am going to try to, I'm experimenting with it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat so many fucking sweets. I'm going to overload my body and overload whatever part of your body deals with fat and sugar. I'm going to overload it to the point where it just gives up. And then it doesn't matter what I eat because I won't gain any weight anymore. So I don't know what I'm going to call this new diet. But after I'm done testing it and I can get it approved by the FDA, I'm going to be a fucking millionaire. I am going to be rich. And all you guys in chat are going to be like, wow, I knew that guy, man. I knew him before he was famous. I knew him when he lived in his trailer. He was just a regular dude. Then he invented this fucking diet. Now he's like a multi-billionaire. He won't even give me the fucking time of day. That's going to be me, folks. So make sure you stick around and make sure you got my back. Because when I hit it big, I'm going to know who my true friends are. And I'll be sure to take care of you. Does he do this every Thursday? Sadly. Well, no, I did it last week. I did it Saturday. I'm going to try to do it every Thursday because Saturday morning, I don't know. I either do it Thursdays or Saturdays. You know, it is what it is. But like I said, this is the first episode or the fourth episode. It's dry. It may be a little boring. I may be talking to myself. Where's the fucking prank calls? Where's the hookers at? Where's all the shit that you promised? It's coming. It just, you know, we got to warm up a little bit. Have you ever watched the first year of Not Another Vape Show? Scratch that. How about the first 2 years? It was the worst fucking show on the internet. It still is the worst show on the internet, but have you checked out my videos? Actually, I think my videos were better when they first started, and they got worse as time went on. So, but I have hopes for this one. Robert Screlly is thanking me because I didn't send him a text message to let him know I was going live. God forbid he fucking subscribe to the channel and hit that notification button. Hold on. I got something for you, Screlly. Hold on. Oh, that's it? God damn. All right, I thought it was gonna be bigger than that, but oh, I think there's a little pebble fell out. Anywho, so yeah, we're gonna do this. I'm not gonna go over this again, but Thursday or Saturdays, every day. If you're not subscribed, subscribe. Most of you, 35,000 people, are. This gets uploaded to the podcast, which all the links are in the description. So if you want to listen to this next time, rather than watch it, let's say you're in the bathroom taking a shit or you're jerking off or you're fucking your girlfriend and you just want some sound in the background. If you want me to help you, yeah, fuck her good. Yeah, fuck her good. If you want to have that in the background, just click and watch, listen to the podcast. You could do that. You don't have to watch this. I wouldn't fucking watch this. There's no fucking way in the world I'd watch this. There's not an amount in the world you can give me to watch this goddamn shit. Woo-wee! Anywho, that will itch when it dries. What will itch? Do I have something? What's itchy? Oh, you're talking about the shit on my ass? I'm kind of immune to it by now. It's kind of like shaving your balls. Like the first time you shave, you're kind of itchy for the first few weeks, but after you do it for a while, it's natural. Same thing with shitting your pants. First couple of times you shit your pants, it dries up, you're itchy. But after the first, I don't know, dozen or two dozen times you shit your pants, it's just natural. It's like, yeah, there's shit there. So what? Doesn't itch? Nothing. If you can get past the odor, it's fine. Shower. When you take a shower, it comes right off. Why wipe and why destroy trees and paper? And why destroy the earth? We're trying to save our planet. Please, hashtag don't use toilet paper. I'm surprised with what's the new generation of kids called again? Is it boomer? I don't know. Whatever the fucking new term is. I'm surprised there's not like some kind of like anti-toilet paper movement so that we stop destroying trees and this and that for toilet paper. I'm shocked that there's no toilet paper movement. I feel it coming in the next couple of, I don't know, weeks, months. I can see it on Instagram right now. Hashtag no toilet paper or no TP. Vaping Bachelor, $2 fat dollars. I got your back. I'll be your Huckleberry. Thank you. Oh, by the way, Huckleberry, I was reading something. Huckleberry. Oh, I was thinking Mulberry. Mulberry, yes. Something I was reading today I was shocked about. I just couldn't believe it. Mark cleans up with a gas station squeegee. That's actually not a bad idea. That's really not a bad idea. And, you know, a new gas station, what are the truck stop gas stations called? They have a name to them. There's a new one that opened up down the street, and we're so excited about going there to checking it out. I know that sounds pathetic, but we have this thing for, truck stop gas stations. Not the glory holes, but just the gas station itself. I would love to take a shower at one of these places, because I know some of them have showers. So I might actually do that one day, enjoy myself. Mark has a shit in his pants right now. He named him Shart Megan. Thank you, Jimmy D. Jimmy D always coming in with those hard ones. Whew, beautiful. Happy Hippie says, read. I don't know how to read. Dumbasses is the name. Mark cleans up. I already read. What the fuck are you talking about? I can't keep up anymore, guys. I can't keep up. I'm hungry. Robert Screlly throwing those fat ones down. $10. Thank you. So Robert is more forgetful than I am. He knows that I have a show on Sunday. He knows that there's a show on fucking Friday. He knows ST has a show on Tuesday. He'll forget to go to the bathroom if you don't remind him he's got to take a piss. He'll piss his pants and he'll shit all over himself if you don't remind him that he has to go to the bathroom. So whenever I go live, I have to make sure that I either email or text him. I text him usually and say, wake up, bitch, I'm going live, so he can come check it. But I'll give him credit on this time because he didn't know I was going live today, so I'm not going to complain about today. But Sunday and Friday and Tuesday, you should know the days and times by now. Mark Twain, your book was Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. What the fuck are you talking about? Mark, I need professional help. I got COVID. I shouldn't be vaping during it, right? Omar, in my humble opinion, I would not vape if you got COVID. I don't care what anyone tells you. I don't care vaping. Yeah, but no. Do not vape. If you must have some type of nicotine, and there's no gum or patch or those nicotine toothpicks or even putting a drop of liquid on your finger and just kind of putting it on your tongue, use a pod system with very little vapor. I would not risk putting anything into my lungs if you got COVID. There ain't a fucking chance in the world. Screlly, another fat $10, apologizing. Yes, he apologized twice, and it cost him $20 to apologize. Yeah, Omar, I would definitely get something. But that sucks that you got COVID, man. Take care of yourself, and stay hydrated. I wish I knew that. I remembered the vitamins that they recommend to take. I actually bought them off Amazon. I know it's vitamin C. I want to say vitamin D. I could be wrong. There's three vitamins that you could take that helps the symptoms a little bit. But stay the fuck away from people. Don't vape. Don't put anything into your lungs. Stay hydrated and masturbate a lot, because you ain't going to be getting any pussy, because ain't no one coming to your house if you got COVID. So you might as well just jerk off. Take your favorite e-juice and put it in a spray. Put it in a spray bottle and spray it under your tongue when you need your nit fix. You could do that, or you could just put a few drops under your tongue. I don't think you need the spray bottle, unless you want to be technical and be all prim and proper. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. Thank you, Puff Donnie Puff. Yes, those are the three vitamins I bought. I've been taking those. I don't even have COVID and I take them. I don't know. Whenever I take a vitamin, it makes me think that I'm healthy. Like, wow, you're severe. You're like, you're overweight. You're going to die. You're severely overweight. I take vitamins. I'm healthy. Okay, I'm sorry. Just like when I was drinking vitamin water. Like, yeah, I don't drink soda anymore. I drink vitamin water. You know, it's healthy. It's got the name, got the word vitamin in it. You look on the back, it has just as much sugar as fucking soda does. Like, what the fuck? Anywho, I think we're done. It's been kind of a sad one, hearing about JJ's toe and now Omar's COVID, but hopefully they could pull through this. I know they will pull through this. If you guys don't pull through it, please put me in your will. I want a little something. But nonetheless, take care of yourselves. Everybody in chat, it's been fun. It may be a little, give it time. Give it, just let it, you know what I'm saying? Just give it time. Give it time, baby. Give it time. Yeah, give it time. Give it time, you know? If you can't get an erection right away, just give it time. Eventually, it'll get hard. And if it doesn't, just fucking cut it off. But we'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a lot more exciting because we'll at least have we'll have the wife here. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll see you Sunday. And I think, you know, Friday and Sunday are good days. I think it's this day that's kind of going to take getting used to. Did I miss anything? Pizza is a vitamin, Fog Dog. I have, you know, there's onions in it. Or I don't eat onions, but tomatoes, which is a vegetable, cheese, which is a dairy product, crust, which is bread, which is part of the wheat family or whatever family that is. And if you get any toppings, all the toppings are pretty much healthy. Onions, fruits. The only thing that's not healthy probably is like sausage, but even then you could probably make that healthy. Anyways, shut your mouth. I'm out of here. It's been fun, guys, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you didn't, then don't come back. But if you enjoyed it, then I'll see you guys next week. That's all I can say. I'm not going to say no more. Actually, I'm going to say one other thing. I've been wanting to say this for a while now. I might be coming out of the closet very shortly. I thought about it. I was kind of weighing the pros and cons to this. I'm like, okay, what if I tell everybody I'm gay? Will they accept me? Because I know there's going to be the ones that are going to, you know, not like me anymore and hate me. But for instance, Vaping Bachelor, you know, he is a redneck. He is a hillbilly. He's against anything that isn't his own. But I thought about it. I kind of weighed the pros and cons. And I'm like, you know what? I might actually benefit from this. Because we only... I don't know. I might come out tomorrow. You know what? I think it's time for me to come out of the closet. So, yeah, that's it. We're done. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Fingers crossed, folks. I've been wanting to do this for a while now. I think I deserve it. Good night. I'll see you soon. Bye. I love you. I love you, too. Oh, yeah. Do you love me? Yeah, I do. Yeah. Ooh, what was that? I'm not sure.
The most important thing you gotta remember is, you know, okay, some people were, you know, they were doing some stuff.
Shut up!
And other people were...
Shut your fucking mouth! Get out!
Stuff, and then other people
fuck
like...
Fuck you, get out, you fucking piece of shit! Too. Shut up!
Stuff. It's good that they're doing
I'm
that
fucking
stuff.
Tired of hearing your goddamn mouth! Like,
I don't think they should be doing that stuff. And
piece of shit!
And,